This is Billy Brim and the voice of one witness. It is, as I'm making this, Thursday, May 8th, 2008, Israel's 60th birthday, according to their calendar. I'm just back from Israel, where I've been about almost 6 weeks. I invite you to go online to Billy Brim, that's BILLYEBRIM.org, and read my blogs that I made from Israel while I was there. I'll be leaving Saturday for Australia, and I'll be blogging from there. So we want to keep in touch. In addition to this being Israel's 60th birthday, the big, and I say B-I-G, news from Israel concerns the probability that Prime Minister Ehud Olmert cannot survive current charges that are being brought against him. What are the charges? As of this date, Thursday, May 8th, they are not made publicly known. Why? Today is Israel's 60th birthday, according to their calendar, and the Tel Aviv court placed a gag order on the case that's being made against the prime minister in order to ensure that headlines on Israel's 60th birthday would not be about the scandal involving its prime minister. Here are some headlines from Devka and some articles regarding the 60th anniversary. Across the country during the day and after a night of fireworks and free entertainment in town centers, Israelis were out on family picnics in national parks and nature spots and visiting military installations and historical sites and museums and galleries. The Air Force and the Navy put on aerobatic shows and on the along the beaches. The police leaves were canceled after the receipt of 12 tip-offs of threatened terrorist attacks, especially in Jerusalem, where an array of foreign dignitaries attended state events. In these 60 years, the Israeli population has multiplied ninefold from 1948. It is now 7.3 million. One-fifth of its citizens are Arabic. This is the same proportion as in 1948. An Israeli general election is becoming unavoidable, reads Devka file. Political sources report that circles closest to Prime Minister Ehud Olmert see little hope of his surviving the political fallout from the new, as yet unpublished, police investigation against him. By the time you hear this, it'll be a little past May 8th, and you can go online and find out what the charges are, but it seems to be a consensus that he will not survive them. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in Israel. I've been there from the end of March. And she arrived in the country exactly when I arrived in the country. She's been shuttling back and forth, and it is reported that she has been pressing Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas, Palestinian leader, authority leader, to come up with a map showing borders, outlining what would be new borders of the state of Israel and borders for a Palestinian state. Now, even while I was there, it was reported in the newspaper that Olmert was indeed doing such things with Mahmoud Abbas. However, it looks like what can save Israel and can save all of us, United States included, because we don't want to. What they were trying to do was come up with a Palestinian state deal that they could offer as President Bush's accomplishment before he left off office, and possibly even put Condoleezza Rice in the running for a vice presidency. But it looks like all of it will be to no avail, because everyone is agreeing Prime Minister Ehud Olmert will probably fall. And Israel's parties have begun looking ahead to an autumn 2008 general election, which most people would agree would go to the party on the right and Benjamin Netanyahu. The gag order should be off by the time you read this, so you can go online and see what came of it. While I was in Israel, and I was there with the evangelical Christians, and we marched 1,000 strong down the streets of Jerusalem, saying to Israel, "We are with you," waving flags and banners from every state in the Union. And the people were so blessed. They stood out on the balconies. I'm asking Randy here, do we have that up online? We have that up online. You can see it. You can go online and check that and watch that video as we marched down those streets. The people were so pleased. They were so happy because they feel like no one stands with them. It's beginning to be an idea that the evangelical Christians are the ones who are their true friends in the earth. Now, during this time that the Christians were there, we went to Prime Minister Olmert's cabinet room. And in that cabinet room where I'd been before when Sharon was there, we sat around a table. I suppose that table would seat 20 people. Olmert came into the room, sat down. I was amazed because he began to bite his fingernails around like you'd bite the cuticle. And I thought, this man is very nervous. And he started right out with, he knew who we were, evangelical Christians, and he said, I know you don't approve what we did in Gaza. But after all, Gaza was never historically biblical Israel. I could have dropped my teeth. I thought, that's what's wrong. That's the problem. Israel's prime minister, quote unquote, Israel's king, doesn't even know God's great miraculous plan for Israel. He does not know what God said about the borders. I mean, I'm sure he's not considering them when he's trying to make new borders. I thought my mind went right away to where the Bible does say that Gaza belongs to Israel. Genesis chapter 26. The Lord told Isaac not to leave the land. Well, we know that that's the promised land. Where was Isaac? He was in Gerar with King Abimelech. Or we say Abimelech, who was a Philistine king. God appeared twice in this chapter and said to Isaac, I give you this land. Then we have in the book of Joshua how he divided the land and that Gaza went as part of Judah's inheritance. Now, but I immediately, there that day, sitting around that table, with Olmert, my mind went to a scripture that I've been considering concerning Gaza's being Israel's, Joshua 13, 1 through 3. And I'm reading to you. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines, five lords of the Philistines, the Gazaites, and he goes on to mention the other four lords. In fact, Gaza was the capital of the Philistine territory, and I thought, Israel did not possess that land like God told them to, and it's been a thorn in their sides ever since. And when they gave it up by pushing people out of it, as they did in 2005, they opened themselves to troubles ever since. And now it looks like Olmert is going down and going out with a judgment upon him. Olmert has been talking with Assad of Syria. When I was in Israel, Syria was big in the news all the time I was there. One of the things was a September 6 bombing last year, that Israel had done a mysterious bombing, a secret bombing that they had done in Syria. And if you wonder if the United States and Israel can keep their mouths shut, their governments, they definitely can because they did not say a word about it. We happened to be there with a tour, our Rosh Hashanah tour on September 6. And we always go up to this place. You stand in the Carmel Mountains at the place of Elijah, where he killed the prophets, and it's on a mountain, and you look down over into the Jezreel Valley. It's even the Valley of Armageddon, and it's a great, big, wide, agricultural, wonderful valley that runs almost the width of Israel. It's a plain. It's where they do lots of planting and lots of growing of wheat, but there's a hidden airfield down there, and you can watch airplanes come out of that hidden airfield, which is in the ground, and you can watch them land and go in there. There was activity on September the 6th, and our group remembers it. We saw the planes come out. I do not know that they were the planes that bombed the Syrian thing, but we are witnesses that there was lots of air activity. Now, the United States chose to make it known just probably 2 weeks ago now that indeed Israel took out, bombed a nuclear facility that Syria was building with the help of the North Koreans, and that it was just weeks away from being fully productive. Now that's Syria. Syria's in the news. Today, Syria's in the news because Hezbollah fighters, who are backed by Iran, are fighting Syrian nationalist troops in the streets. People are thinking that it could evolve into a civil war. While I was in Israel this time with my April tour, my daughter Brenda called me one morning and said, "Mother, I don't think you should go to the north. I know you're going to the north today, and I hear that Syria has borders along the troops, troops along the border, and that Israel has troops as well, and that they could explode at any minute." Well, we checked our spirits, and we felt that it was all right to go, so we did go. And we prayed. We prayed concerning the situation, that if it wasn't God's timing, that it would tone down. And but Syria is constantly in the news. And you know it says in Zechariah that the judgments and the last days, everything would begin with Damascus and go out from there, quoting David Barron and his book, Commentary on Zechariah, which you can get online here from us. Syria is in the news again today. But even with all this activity from Syria, Omer, it comes out, Prime Minister Omer, has been talking secretly with Assad to give up the Golan. The only thing that kept the Golan from being given away before by the Prime Minister of Israel is that Assad would not agree to accept the entire Golan Heights. I think they offered him within 30 feet of the banks of the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee. It is reported now that Omer said, "You can have it right down to the banks of the Sea of Galilee." Christian friends, you and I would not be able to get on those boats and go over the Sea of Galilee if Assad and Syria had it right down to the banks. So, it looks like, again, God has saved Israel. Save them by their prime minister being taken out of the way and new elections coming forth. What are these charges? I have suspicions. They've gotten him on scandals, several police investigations and scandals, bribery and other things. So I don't know what these are. It would only be conjecture to say. But you can go online, go to Arutz Sheva, A-R-U-T-Z, 7 or SHEVA, go to Devka File, DEBKA, go to Jerusalem Post anytime after this celebration is over, and maybe after the President of the United States is there. President Bush is going over the 14th and the 15th of May, which is the 60th anniversary on our calendar. But really, they're celebrating this whole year. I don't know when they will release the gag order, but it will be very soon. And so this is Billy Brim with the Voice of One Witness. You can contact us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or phone us at 417-336-4877. Go online to billybrim.org. Listen to us, our radio broadcast, Voice of One Witness. Shalom, shalom.